Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Weekly Wisdom Conversation based on the Weekly Wisdom tips that you've already read on my blog or on the newsletter. It's always a pleasure being able to share some of the insight and wisdom that comes to me and that I like to study and become aware of over the course of the week, and then to pass it along to you. And I hope that you enjoy this particular conversation, which is about just giving in sometimes. Most of the time I'm talking about taking a stand and being focused and disciplined and carrying out your activities with consistency and persistence, and we talk a lot about that. But at the same time, sometimes it's important to realize and recognize that we need to give in sometimes. We need to allow our bodies and our rhythms and our predilections to just sort of run us for just a period of time. And when we do that, we can gain a lot of wisdom and insight if we approach it in the right way. So again, I'm not advocating for just letting your ego run rampant or letting your negative habits run you. That's certainly not what I would advocate. But by the same token, there's an enormous amount of power in being able to remain mindful and conscious while letting yourself get away with things that you might not otherwise let yourself get away with. And then watching the consequences and watching what the real path is teaching you. You see, sometimes we think that we're taking a set of actions because it's what is the right thing to do or what our will suggests that we do, but it may very well be that we haven't allowed our intuition, our inner child, our natural predilections to have any say whatsoever, and we end up at odds with ourselves. We end up feeling irritated and agitated and not having what we want. And I've seen a lot of examples of this recently, and I've had examples of this in my own life over the years. And each time that I've allowed myself for at least a period to just go with the flow and do what my body was telling me to do, it always produced tremendous insight. So for example, if I felt run down or tired, but I told myself, no, I've got to work, 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 there's things to do, and I'm not going to be weak, and I'm not going to be swayed by this feeling I'm having because I'm bigger than my feelings. And I would just consistently feel really rotten. And then finally I would just slow down or stop and let myself have whatever was happening, whether it was I was starting to get sick or I was just very tired or whatever it was, I would just let it be. And lo and behold, something magical would happen. I'll give you an example. While I was doing a meditation retreat at one point, I found myself fantasizing about a woman in the class with me. And I tried so hard to stop fantasizing about her. I tried so hard to just put my mind back into the holy spiritual place that I felt that I was supposed to be in. And nothing was getting me from that fantasy. I'd stop, but I couldn't then start doing what it was that I intended to do. I would just get all discombobulated and irritated and agitated. And so at one point, I just decided to let the fantasy play out in my mind. And as the fantasy played out in my mind, and there came a point in that image, in that vision, where our lips touched, I felt this substantial, powerful, and sudden transformation inside of myself, almost as if something had been wanting to open up and wouldn't open up until I let myself have that experience. And here I was thinking that I had to stop that experience in order to have the spiritual moment. So sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we need to allow ourselves to just go with the flow and go where our perhaps lower self seems to be leading us, as long as we do it with consciousness and do it with an awareness that we don't want to be run rampant by that. And I use the analogy in the Weekly Wisdom Tips about my dog Woody and how I'll often let him off the leash in a place that's safe and just let him move around and sniff around and not call him back constantly, but just watch. Just watch him. See what his natural inclinations are. See how far he'll go before he comes back. See what draws his attention. And discover more about him. And also at the same time give him a chance to exercise his judgment so that I can know more completely what he will or won't do at those times when it isn't as safe. So we want to give our perhaps inner child, that intuitive part of ourselves, a little bit of free rein to just go and be and do. So that was the story I told early on in the Weekly Wisdom Tips about somebody who was talking about how to wrestle himself out of bed when he couldn't seem to get himself out of bed. And we came up with all sorts of strategies, but the bottom line was there was something keeping him in bed. And my recommendation to him would be stay in bed and continue to do that for a while. Do it for a week. See what arises. See what happens. Remember that saying I've used in the past, what you resist persists. Stop resisting. Just go with it and watch. Go with it and observe. And discover what the message is. What's the lesson behind this seeming transgression that may not be a transgression at all? It might be the exact right thing to do. I'll give you another example. My friend Sasha, who I speak about a lot, has recently gotten an apartment in New Haven. She lives in outside of New Haven, Connecticut. She and her husband have a beautiful home, but she's been having this kind of longing for a little bit of city life. And whenever she's had that longing, she's tried very hard to quell it and say, no, I don't think that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to stay here and begin to love my life here in Wallingford, the suburb. And then she'd keep getting called over to that other place. And the more she would do it, the more irritated and agitated she would get, and the more she would fight with her husband and feel insecure and feel like her life wasn't working. And so finally, she and her husband decided to get an apartment in the city that she could go and just hang out at, a little bit of a bachelorette pad, so to speak, although they're using it together as well. And she got herself this little city apartment, and suddenly her life has opened up in remarkable ways. She loves the city life. She is feeling much better about herself, much better about her husband. And guess what? She's also feeling much better about her home in Wallingford. So sometimes just going with that urge and letting it play out and going ahead and honoring it will give you insight that all the willpower and discipline and persistence won't give you. So this may seem like a paradox, and it may seem in opposition to some of the other things I've spoken about, but you see, the whole thing about life is it's kind of a dance. Sometimes you discipline yourself and pull back, and other times you have to just let go and go with the flow. And it's an art form, and you want to watch yourself. I think, as I've just said, probably the most important element of this process isn't what you do, but how you do it. It's not whether you give in to temptation, but it's what you do while you're giving into temptation. Are you watching yourself? Are you observing how that plays out? Are you willing to notice whether it really turns out to be for the best or not for the best? Sometimes temptation is just a bad thing. Sometimes it's just taking you to something you shouldn't do. But sometimes temptation is a little tickle that's trying to pull you in a direction that might be kind of magical, kind of remarkable, and kind of unprecedented in the power that it has for you. So the message for this week, and I hope you've gotten this from what I've just been saying, is don't be so quick to shut down your intuition. Don't be so quick to fire a bullet at your temptation. Loosen up a little bit. Give in to it a little bit. Let go a little bit. And then watch and see what happens. And you may just discover that that thing you're calling temptation is actually the way that your still, small voice is speaking to you and drawing you to the newest and most wise choice that you could possibly make. Use this week to try that process out and notice where temptation seems to be leading you and play with it. Let the leash out a little bit and watch. And let me know what experiences you have as a result of this message. I think you're going to find some remarkable and magical things, and I can't wait to share some of your insights and your ahas from trying this with everybody else in our community. So please be part of this discussion and let us know what you think, and I hope to hear from you. Now, for those of you who are members of the Hypnosis for Change program, that is the Mindful Selling and Leadership monthly membership program, we will be offering an audio hypnotic induction to help you gain a little bit of clarity about when to let your intuition and temptation run you and when to let discipline be in the driver's seat. We'll be using the hypnotic state as a way of developing that art of living, that art of noticing, and that art of judging what's in your best interest. And having said all that, I want to wish you a great week. Oh, by the way, if you're not a member of Mindful Selling and Leadership, I'll remind you that it's a $10 a month membership at this point, the way to join is to simply go to the red button on the right side of any page on my website. And it's well worth your while. You'll get incredible value from that. We're getting lots and lots of letters from people who are using Hypnosis for Change as a methodology for transforming themselves from the inside out to be more successful and happy. So if that appeals to you and you want to have a very inexpensive way to explore new attitudes and beliefs, that would be the place to go. Hypnosis for Change or the Mindful Selling and Leadership Program. Okay, hey, I hope you have a great week. Stay in touch. Let me know what you think. And once again, I thank you so very much for being part of our community and for exploring yourself in this way and for your interest in my work. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. God bless.